Yes, it is. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name, Father. We just praise you and glorify you for all that you're doing in us, Father God. You're getting us ready. You're waking us up to get near to you, Father God, to listen to you tell us what to do, to listen to you to encourage us, to listen to you to do whatever it is that you want us to do. And to do supernatural things for you, Father God. You're teaching us those things as well. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you that tonight's going to be an awesome time with you, Lord. I praise you and I glorify you for all that you're doing in us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for your anointing, your glory, that every time we get together, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And I praise you for your angels that come out and you have to come out and help us out, Lord, in the things that we need help with. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, this is such an exciting time that we're in. Let us always keep our mind focused on you, though, not with what do you call it? Anyway, the dressing, I guess, so to speak. But Father God, just to keep our eyes on you and to know that we're doing your will, Lord. That's our main objective, is to do what you want us to do. And we praise you, we glorify you. What you're going to do tonight in this fellowship? I thank you, Lord, that every prayer spoken tonight is answered, because we have great and bold faith, because you gave it to us. The kind of faith that we can speak to a mountain and move it, Lord. And I praise you, glorify you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that also when we believe for our family, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that every one of them that we prayed for and believing for, they're coming into the kingdom. And I thank you for that. Even our friends that we've been praying for also, Lord, they're coming in. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you, Father, for giving us the wherewithal to stay in your word and to get that word in us, Lord, so that any time that file will be in our brain and we can recall every scripture that we need in those times that we need it. Thank you, Father, for giving us that sword and the battle gear to wear it, to come after the enemy with all of your forces with us, Lord. And we praise you that we are the victors in every battle in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father. Tonight's going to be an awesome time. Glory to God. Amen and amen and amen. All right. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Been a hectic day. All right. Anybody got anything I'd like to pray or get prayer for or a testimony? I can sing a song. Yeah, Missy.
Well, I think I mentioned it here. I can't remember if it was the morning prayer meeting or here. My next door neighbor, she fell and broke her shoulder. And she had gone to the doctor to see if it needed surgery, and it didn't. I was praying and believing for that. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And we just thank you, Lord, that Mila will, and her husband, Peto, will be brought into your kingdom here very soon. And repent and believe in you, Lord. And you'll give them new shepherds, Lord. It will teach them, feed them knowledge and understanding, Lord. Your man child, Lord. And I just thank you for healing her up quickly in Jesus' name, showing your mighty power and turning her heart to you to trust and believe in you for this, Lord. I know, Lord, you know I've spoken faith to her before and trust and believe in you for healing. And I've told her how you've done it for me, Lord. And I pray that I get to go over and visit her soon, that she's up for me to go over and visit her a little bit. And Lord, I just ask you to open her heart to receive whatever you would speak through me, Lord. And Peter, Lord, open his heart to hear and receive the truth of your word, Lord, the true gospel, Lord. and setting them free, delivering them out of the power of darkness and translating them into the kingdom of the Son of your love. And I just praise you and I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Another thing. Long story short, is Isaac gone? Anyway, Merle decided to take our vehicle in to see why it has the engine light on, because my son told him, you know, if it's still under warranty, under power, you know, the powertrain or whatever, that should be covered. Plus, we have like a year bumper to bumper. It's a certified pre-owned. But anyway, so lady calls us today and tells us that it's something, I think she said like the wiring harness or something like that. There's something wrong with that back at the gas tank or something. I don't know. And she said, it's covered except if sometimes they find little critters get up in there and make nests and chew on wires. And if that's the case, it's going to cost us $1,200. But that ain't the case. And I even confessed to her. I said, well, I'm praying and believing that it's not going to be that. And that, you know, we're not going to have to pay that. So anyway, just a little tidbit of information on her. When I called up, she says, this is Janine, blah, 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 whatever, you know, the dealership or whatever. And I'm like, that sounds like Janine that worked down at the Toyota place when I used to take my Toyota vehicles. And so when we walked in, sure enough, that was her. I've known her now for about 15 years. So it's kind of cool. She said she's been working there, though, for about a year. So anyway. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we're not going to find any critter chewings and we're not going to have to pay anything in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for LSS.
Long story short. I could have made it a lot longer, so.
I know that's right. All right, Cheryl, go ahead, huh?
Blessings, y'all. I need to get prayer help me to cast down any illegal thoughts or fear or condemnation that the devil is trying to keep me from entering into the Lord's rest, and to keep my thoughts pure, that they be like his thoughts, and not to to walk in fear or doubt.
Okay, we believe with you. Just believe, listen, the thing, the way to look at this is one thought, one way. It's only one way. God is in control. And when he's in control, you're going to lose flesh and come out on top. Every which way it is, that's the way it's going to be. And we praise you, Father, that she is the victor. Yes. Glory to God. And she's in rest. And she is in peace because she knows that you're in control. Glory to God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Does everybody believe that? I believe it. Thank you, Father, for putting her at rest. And, Lord, we command those devils from quit getting up on her shoulder and quit talking in her ear. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Not to receive the devil's seed, but only the Lord's.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. I thank you for my sister Cheryl, Lord. She's a battler. She's an overcomer. We praise you for her, Father. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her, too. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else? Amen. All right. Y'all ready to hear some good praise song? Y'all ready to move a mountain? All right. Let's move a mountain. Then I got some good, I got, I've got a good, story to tell you after we get through with this. Wait a minute. Andrew's got something. Go ahead, Andrew. Last minute, Andrew.
Well, I'd like to have some of that prayer Cheryl asked for too.
Okay.
You know, it seems like an endless thing sometimes. And I do speak against each time it comes, but sometimes it's just really small things now, you know, but like in succession, trying to get me to think something really crazy. And it's more burdensome than anything else because I'm not going to do that, you know, and it's just not right. I catch it. And but there's just so many of them, I sometimes think maybe I missed one. I don't know what he's doing with me, but I know the Lord helps me and he keeps me. So I thank the Lord for that. It's just, it's sometimes a lot. Sometimes it's, and then sometimes it's nothing, you know, like, and then it's like, bang, a whole bunch of them. And then I'm going, what's going on here? So, like even my dreams, like it's, I know they're wrong in the dreams, you know, like I had a dream. And in this dream, the guy was so bad. I was witnessing to him on how he should be saved. And I'm going like, what are you? And then I go, oh, that was a dream. And I don't know these tricks that he's up to. So I just pray, Lord, that this would go. It's cumbersome, yes, Lord, but I don't know if it's supposed to be that way, Lord. It's just too silly what he's trying on me. So maybe there's something he's working up to. I don't know, Lord, but I just pray, Lord, that I don't want anything to do with that tempter. And I cast these things down, and I cast him down. I step on the serpent, the scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. And I cast him down according to your word, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 5. So, Lord, your word is spirit and it is life. And I thank you for it, Lord. All glory and honor unto you, Lord. Let me continue to fight the good fight of the faith, as it says in your word, to lay hold of this eternal life whereunto I was called, and did is confess the good confession before many witnesses. I'm yours, Lord. If you want me hardened to this, then by all means continue, but it's in your hands, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for putting him under rest on all of these little attacks that the enemy tries on all of us. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it, Father, because we got the victory. Go ahead, Judy.
I'd like to pray, too. I know the Lord was showing me. I was talking to a sister today earlier, and you know, the Lord's just revealing to me, you know, it's like we're supposed to count it all joy when we fall into these manifold temptations, because it's a temptation, right? That, you know, the enemy's trying to get us to sin in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, what the Lord is showing me, and we were talking, is how God's just preparing us to do what we're going to be doing for now until we go home. And it's just being warriors to fight, and that we need to lift each other up. And, because, you know, there's people I run into who are strangers, but the Lord brings across my path sometimes. And it's just to encourage somebody or pray for somebody, because he's got his body everywhere, but we are getting attacked. But the Lord encouraged me that, you know, sometimes it gets really hot. And, but we're getting stronger, you know, the more we keep fighting and casting that stuff down. And, you know, our armor is just getting more battle hardened. We're getting more battle hardened. So it's not, the enemy wants to discourage us. So we pray against that. So that's why I want to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've shown me and what you're showing all of my brothers and sisters as we go through these trials, that you're only wanting us to be encouraged, to be strong and confident in you. And we just come against all of this discouragement and distractions and disappointment and the guilt and the condemnation. And we're getting better at discerning the thoughts of the enemy. And even though it's painful, because our, you know, it's, they attack in so many different ways, Lord, that we're getting stronger in you, and that our self, our old life is dying. And as we go through these things, because it's persecuting our flesh, the mind of the flesh is dying, and we're becoming more and more renewed in the spirit of our mind, having the mind of Christ, and just being bigger and stronger than our enemy, and telling the enemy he's nothing, and putting him down where he's supposed to be. So help us to do that, God, that, you know, we're not getting our eyes off of you, and that we know who we are when we look in the mirror, and we confess that too. And we thank you, Lord, that our enemies are your enemies, and your enemies are our enemies, and they're already defeated. We thank you, God, for giving us that victory and encouraging us, strengthening us, and helping us to overcome in all things, and that we would glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Father.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to God.
I rejoice and I thank you, Father, for the humiliations and the sufferings and these humiliations that you are using to humble me with the adversary, Father. And I pray, Father, that I would overcome all the time. And praise and glory unto you, Father, and for the power of your Holy Spirit that brings me through these things and helps me every day. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for helping us all out this walk. Andrew, stand up there just a minute. Stand up just a minute. I want to see something. Looky, ain't that sweet?
We never called each other either.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Actually, he bought me this shirt, so, you know, it's a nice shirt, sleeve shirt. You know?
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
I'm going to Dakota. I don't know. Is that somewhere in the States?
I don't know. Somebody said something about a north one and a south one. I don't know. I kind of like the south one. Okay, listen to me now. Tuesday nights is for prayer time. If you remember, we're going to do that for prayer time. I'm going to pray this, play this praise song, and I want y'all to make your list, and let's go through your prayers tonight also. Okay, this is a good one. Y'all know it. But I like it, so we're going to play it. All right, let's do this. Let's go. Let's now load. We're loading up. Give it just a minute here.
When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, 'cause my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. Cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger. The victory's already won. Yeah, he died for my ransom and rose up on the third day.
Good song. I love that song. Amen. Glory to God. I speak to that mountain and move it right now in Jesus' name. Get out of my way. Glory to God. That's the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be authoritative when you speak to that devil. You speak to that devil, I'm telling you the truth. You got to go. You don't mail him around with him. Well, devil, you just need to leave. Now, I don't need you around me now another time. No. Get mad at him. What you doing here? Let me tell you a little story. Yeah. Let me tell you a little story. Anybody ever heard of a man named Paul Grubbs? G-R-U-B-B-S. Well, I hadn't either until today. Paul Grubbs lived from 1913, he was born, and he died in 2009. He had some very unusual experiences, very unusual experiences. We'll get to the praying here in a minute, but I wanted to let you know about this guy. Very humble guy. Very unusual guy, the way the Lord used him. The Lord would take him to places. Two angels would come and get him and haul him off to wherever. A lot of times he'd go to China. Now, angels would turn him loose on top of a building, and he'd go preaching the gospel on top of a building. And people would just gather around as he was speaking the gospel. Who is this? Glory to God. Get on out here, Tim. Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Hello. Wonderful to see you.
Yes, good to see you, bud. Hi, Katie.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, I just got home and we just popped on. She said, you want to pop on? They're having outreach right now. I'm like, sure. Let's say hi.
And yes, Julie, it's not Wednesday. He told them that he was feeling led to leave. And like,
yeah, they let me go. They said, you can't stay here. And I said, okay. You know,
they kicked him out.
They kind of went around. I did.
Praise God.
Yeah. You know, I did understand. And they started accusing me a lot. And I just heard that's. I heard, you know, they called me Beelzebub too. And kind of like when he was getting questioned, the final questioning in front of Pilate, you know, just hold your peace. Don't say anything. And that's what I did. I got up and left. I packed up and here I am. You know, God's will.
Kicked the dust off your shoes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, it's so good to see you. Praise Amen. God. Now Praise you're part of the group, brother.
Amen.
You're all of our brothers.
Yes.
I was telling about a guy that I read about or saw about on YouTube, and I put the link in the chat. Can everybody see that link in the chat there?
Michael, I think you put it in there before everyone showed up.
Oh, well, now we can pass the bucket. I'll put it back in there. The guy's name was Paul Grubbs. And I was telling the story about some of the exploits that the Lord put him in. He'd have his two angels come and pick him up. He'd go out by a big tree out from away from his house there, and he'd go out and he'd go by there, and the angels would pick him up and take him to places all over the world. And they'd take him. He said, well, like one time they took me to China. Said they set me down on a building. He said, I don't know what kind of building. He said, they put me on a building. And said, I just started preaching the word, preaching the gospel. And said, people just came, just filled up the whole area, you know, listening to me. He said, now that I was through, the angels took me away, brought me back home. And said, that happened a number of times. He said, another time, the Lord took him with these angels, set him right on the nose of an airplane that was flying. Big airplane, great big airplane. He was on the nose. Of course, you know, if the Lord's going to take it, he's going to hold on, right? You just ride it like a horse. Anyway, he was riding up there facing the pilot. The pilot was in trouble because he didn't know where he was, so he guided the guy to where he was, where he needed to go. Guided him. He said, well, you need to turn left here, you know, or you need to go right here. Got him to where he needed to go. He said the guy never told anybody how he got home or how he got to where he was going until 20 years later. He was scared they'd never believe him. And he said he finally told somebody. He said he read about it in a newspaper article. He said, yeah, the only way I know that I got home, there was a man that came and sat on my nose in my airplane and showed me how to get home. And you know what they say? Oh, okay. What was you drinking? Or what was you smoking? You know, or something like that. But God just took this man all kind, took him to the UN one time. He said, I went to the UN. UN's, of course, in New York. And it's a big building. And he said, there were security guards. You couldn't get through there unless you had the right, papers to get in, you know. He said, he just walked in and said, they never even saw me. He said, I walked in there and walked up a step, went down into this area. He said, there was a whole bunch of folks there. He said, I went on down, said, somebody hollered at him, said, who are you and what are you doing here? He said, it ain't none of your business. And kept on walking and went down to the bottom. He said, he was sitting there with an empty seat in the front row and said, this nice looking man was there with a nice looking suit. And he said, it was an angel. He said, that angel, he sat down beside that angel, and that angel patted him on the knee. He said, good to see you here, buddy. Good to see you here. Yeah. And he said, I to this day don't know why I went there. He said, but I was there to support him, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that was another time. And another time, he said, oh, yeah. I said, one time said they took me to Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the 60s. And he said, the angels showed me how to disarm the missiles. And said, I took them. They took me, flew me all the way to Washington, D.C., where Kennedy was. Said, I walked in there, or I showed up in his office and put those pieces that he got out of the missiles on his desk. And Kennedy looked at him. He said, where'd you get those? He said, I think you know where I got them. Talking to Kennedy. And he said, he was a real nice guy. And he said, and then I left. You know, they knew that those missiles were disarmed. Anyway, another time he met Nixon, President Nixon, Richard Nixon. He said, that's the foulest mouth president I ever knew. He said, he's foul. But I said, I didn't like him. He didn't like him at all. He was a very nasty old man. Anyway, I don't remember what he went to Nixon for, but he didn't like him. He went to a nursing home, San Francisco Bay. There was a nursing home back there, and the Lord had sent him there, brought him there to minister to somebody inside the nursing home. And this was at 12 o'clock at night. And said he started walking up the steps, and there was two policemen there. And they said, where are you going? He said, I'm going in here to pray for somebody. I'm a minister. They said, no, you can't go in there this time of night. He said, oh, yeah, yeah. The Lord brought me here. I'm going to go up there and pray for him. They said, no, and they grabbed him. They grabbed him to keep him from going up there. He said, I turned around, and I just flipped him. He said, I don't know. He's a little guy, little bitty guy. He said, I just flipped him, and out in the bay they went. Out in the water. Oh, my. But anyway, it's just stories after story after story. I only listened to about half of it. I'm telling you, this Lord gets you doing some stuff now. I'll tell you, he had a full life. I think he was 96 when he finally died in 2009. But his wife was sitting there, and she'd have to remind him of things, certain things. Oh, something about Kennedy's murder, too. I forget what that was. I couldn't hardly hear. It's a very old VCR view film. And audio is not the greatest in the world. But you'll see what I'm saying. Did I put that in there? I didn't, did I? I'll put it in there. But anyway, it'd be just something to see what God can and will do for those who believe God. That's it right there. All right. Anybody got anything they want to pray about? I do. I do. I want to pray. Father God, I'm not going to put you in a box. I'm not going to put you in my pocket. I'm going to open it up to you to do whatever you want us, me to do, Lord. I don't care what it is, when it is, or how it is, Lord. If you want me to do it, I know that you'll give me the wherewithal to do it. And I praise you, Father, that my mind is open to every possibility that we can ever imagine or think. And I know that you can help us think the greatest miracles. And I thank you for it, Father, that all of us, I pray for all of us, Lord, not to put you in a box. And when the thought comes in our head to do something, that we say, okay, Lord, it's up to you. I'm ready to go whenever you're ready. And Lord, that we would go ahead and do those things, take care of the things that you want us to take care of. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that I remember the one story where you took Paul to a car that was on the side of the road or in a ditch or something. And you had a big angel with him. And you took him to, and there was two little kids inside of him, nobody around him. And you had, and the angel took the car, picked it up, and put it in the road for him, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you'll do the same for us too, in Jesus' name. Because the angels will do whatever we ask them to do in your name. And we praise you, Father, for opening up that box, letting you out, Lord, to do the things that you want us to do and not the things that we think you want us to do. And I praise you, Father, that we're going to open up a new horizon in this world of doing exploits that give you the glory, Lord, because everybody knows that we couldn't do it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Everybody want to do that? I do. Bless God, I do. Ain't nothing too big for God. Ain't nothing too little for him either. I have to qualify that. All right, does anybody else want to pray? All right, I'm going to pray till I run out. I'm going to pray against faction. Lord, you know, it doesn't make any difference how many times we talk about faction, talk against faction, and, and what it is, and how to stay away from it, not listen to it, not to open the door and to allow those demons to come in. And Father God, it seems like it makes no difference how many times we pray or how many times we teach it, how many times we talk about it. There's still people that want to get into faction. Just sometimes they just, I don't know. I think a lot of it, Lord, is just that they have rejection and they don't want to hear about it. And they go ahead and do whatever they think that they should do. And it gets all over them. And the next thing you know, they've murdered their whole family, got their whole family out of there. And I praise you, Father, for getting this faction out of this fellowship. I'm talking about the whole UBM as a whole. In Jesus' name, and your whole body, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that you have taught us how dangerous it is to go against your word, to listen to somebody that wants to talk about somebody else without going to that person, without having two witnesses. And Father, I praise you to put that in us, Lord, in Jesus' name. And as a bonus to it, Lord, I command every factious spirit out of this fellowship, and I praise you, Father, for your angels that's going to keep them out. In Jesus' name, and give us, Lord, that overcoming spirit, that when it shows its head, we have the wherewithal and the boldness to speak against it. Say, no, you don't talk to me about that. You go talk to that brother you're talking about. I don't want to hear it. In Jesus' name, and I praise you, Father, for helping us out in this regard, that nobody else in the UBM fellowship will ever go into faction again. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Everybody believe that? Everybody believe that faction is probably the most dangerous demon there is? In my opinion, it is. And I've been at this for quite a while. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer request? Everybody prayed up? I'm just going to ask this question. Everybody prayed? Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Missy.
Father, I pray for myself and all the other wives, or even anybody that's tempted to get in their self works or get in their own works and jump ahead and help you out or help their husband out, rather than just sitting back and being patient and letting you work in our husbands or in another person or whatever, Lord. Help us to just we ask you to speak to us, Lord. Give us the grace to just when we start to do something that we shouldn't do, just, you know, be that voice in us saying, stop, wait for me. Let me work in this situation. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the grace to just to be at rest and at peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, that all women and all men would love their husbands as God loved the church. And I thank you for it, Father. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Katie.
Come out of any deception that they're in. So Lord, I just lift up everyone at Total Freedom, Father. I just pray that you would just break off all that deception that's over them right now in the name of Jesus, that you would expose the enemy where he's working in that fellowship, Father, that all deception would be exposed by your light, and that you would place it in their hearts to forgive Tim and to show them that he was being led of the Lord and that it wasn't flesh, that it wasn't the enemy, that it wasn't any of these things that they were saying that it was. And that you would just work through that, Lord, that you would use this for your glory and that fellowship, Lord, that you would just do something through this that would open their eyes to the truth, and that the connections that Tim did make there, that they wouldn't be severed, but that you would use it, God, for your glory and for good and to open people's eyes to the truth. And I just thank you in advance for all of these things, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Bless them with truth, Lord. Bless them with the truth of the gospel coming into there, not the silly stuff that they're into, Father. And we thank you for it, Father, that somebody in there has got the boldness to speak the word of God. And I praise you for it, Father. Amen. Go ahead, Tim. I'll say you.
Father, I'd like to lift up all those who are struggling with faith, your lukewarm church, those who are double-minded, those who go to the world for things and not Christ. Lord, you are a healer. Please lift the veil off their eyes, cut out their hearts, and soften their hearts. Get them to a position to where they really can earn your trust and trust in you and you fully, to heal them, to restore them, to bring them to where they need to be, to fully trust in you and have that faith. It is only by your grace and mercy that we have this faith. Lord, I pray blessings and protection over those who are from broken homes as well. I'm putting it on my heart. This country and countries around the world are ridden with homes that are not of you and not centered to you. I pray over the husband, over the wife, over marriages to come together in unity and love and just put you first in all things. Start a fire in this country. Let your Holy Spirit run through households, starting at the foundation of this nation, to purify, to sanctify all things, Lord, and see you in everything. See you more in schools. Take back the land that has been stolen by us from the enemy. And we praise you and we adore you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you that you hear every prayer that we pray, Father, that you're attentive to our prayers, Lord, and you know every little thing that we need to have in our life. And I thank you, Father, that these prayers are being answered as we speak right now. We thank you, Father, for making us as your servants successful in our prayer life. And I praise you, Father, that it'll bless a lot of folks because of it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody raised their hand, I thought I saw a while ago. Anybody need prayer for healing? Okay, Missy, yeah, go ahead.
Did you say healing?
I said healing. H-E-A-L-I-N-G. I think that's the way you spell it.
Okay. Well, you could say this is a healing.
Okay.
I've noticed, like, for the past 2 weeks or so, maybe more, I'm not sure, my hair has been really falling out like crazy. And so I don't receive that in the name of Jesus. I have a thick, full of hair, and I command all those hairs that fell out to grow back in quickly, grow faster than the ones that are already there, and catch up and thicken my hair back up. I don't receive this, and I just command all hormones and all functions of my body to be in line to do that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Father, we just, I'm going to pray for everybody, and Joe too. In the name of Jesus right now, I command this hair loss business to stop on God's people. Everybody, male, female, it makes no never mind. And I thank you, Father, that we break the power of this enemy off of everybody here that wants it. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can command it to go and it's gone. And I thank you, Father, that we can command hair to grow back and it's going to grow back in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that the hair is going to grow back the color that they want in Jesus' name. If they want red or blue or black or whatever, it come back that color, not blue. I don't want to see no blue in here. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for giving hair back. And if they want a different color, if they don't like silver, or if they don't like brown, or if they don't like black, and they want blonde, and they got this, or they got that, Lord, you could give us the faith to do it, and I know you'll do it. And I thank you, Father, it is done right now. We're going to dig in our hair, spiritually speaking, and understand, Lord, that we broke this yoke of baldness off of all of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for giving everybody a full head of hair, the color that you want, that we want in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Jeshua, till up the fallow ground to receive your truth and manifest the fruit of Jesus. Ooh, my, my, my. Thank you, Lord. We command everybody in here to line up with the word of God and be healed in Jesus' name. I know there's some that's needing it. And you go from the spirit of infirmity. Thank you, Lord, for a great mind of Christ. And I can speak those things. That my words are sanctified as I speak them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that the healing power of the blood of Jesus flows through this whole fellowship right here in Jesus' name. And I, ooh, glory to God. I thank you, Father, for your complete healing of every body, soul, and spirit here that needs it. And I praise you, Father, that it is done. Healing flows through this fellowship like a filter, getting out the old and bringing in the new. And I praise you, Father, that everybody here, every cell here, every organ here, is healed in Jesus' name. Every one of them. Glasses, be gone. Don't need them anymore, bless God, because you're healed. And I thank you for it, Father. Everything that you need, grab it and hold on to it because God is moving. And I praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Koroba satala da bokoremana da da bosi tele kitana da da bosonde. Koro kana da da bosu tele da bekata da bosonde. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, that your healing fire is flowing right now. Praise God. Every cell in everybody's body be restored and healed as new right now in Jesus' name. And I give you the glory, Lord, because you deserve it. You're our God and you're our healer. You're You're everything to us, Father God, and you get the glory, and I praise you for it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Ah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for putting us in the rest too, Lord. We're not going to be anxious for nothing. We're going to all be in the rest. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. The presence of God is in my room here. It's real strong, and I think it's here in the fellowship as well. Amen. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. So glory be to God.
Still loving, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, my. Hallelujah. Y'all come on over. Ooh, my. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Let me tell you what happened the other day at our little meeting we had. Let me think of which one. Oh, yeah. Meeting last night. Tell you about the meeting last night, Monday night. When right before the last couple came in to the meeting, we were praising God with worship. And I saw the angels start filing in. They started coming in. Matt and I was over there just filling up the room. And it was an awesome night. It was a good night. It was a good night. Awesome night. It seems to me that every time we get together now, the anointing keeps getting stronger, stronger, and stronger. Because the Lord told us last night, Debbie, you want to give us that word? You remember that word? Because I couldn't hear it all of it. I tried to get it out of David.
Let me think.
Lord, let her think.
Just let me think a couple minutes. I'll get back to you, okay?
All right, when you're ready, just let me know. Okay. Thank you, Father, for these words that you give us all the time. Praise you, Father God. Glory be to God. You're awesome, Lord. This is the time, David, the Lord told David, did I share this at any time about what the Lord told David that we should be doing, that we should be getting one-on-one with the Lord and having that relationship rebuilt with the Lord? If you hadn't had it, you need to get it. If you want to be in the bride, this is how you do it. Yeah, Julie.
Are you referring to the email that David sent out on Saturday night? The email from the lenter, from the elders about with a special note from David.
I've got it right here.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to check ourselves. Do y'all mind if I read it? I'm going to read it anyway. How's that? All right. All right. Let's see. He said, we need to check ourselves. It's the way he titled it. He said, it was partially about being too busy to spend time with the Lord, to check your heart and seek repentance. What is the secret cause of the coming revival? Is it power? No, that's a result of the revival. Is it timing? That's part of it. The man-child anointing will bring revival, and it won't happen before. Is it vain repetition in prayer? Jesus said, no. We are to believe we have received whenever we pray, according to Mark 11:23-24. How many times have we heard that past great revivals were traced to some old lady praying on her own and believing God? I have watched pre-promoted church revivals come and go for 54 years, and it's always the same. Yeah, they call them revivals. They're not. They're just gatherings. A few people get healed and delivered or just saved in some churches, which probably would have happened anyway. But the people didn't seek deliverance of their sins from and by the Lord. They trusted. They were in good standing because of their association with an apostate church, a preacher, or what we believe. Tim, you ought to be able to relate to that. What is the foundation and preparation for the coming great revival? It is the condition so often repeated in Scripture, repent and believe. The churches are full of just accept Jesus converts who will miss this opportunity. Let's look at the cause and foundation for this coming revival, Exodus 19, 10 through 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow and let them wash their garments. So will it start with the multitudes? No. It will start with the anointed man-child represented by Moses here. No one can prime it until then, as it was with Jesus, the man-child. But we can prepare to receive it by personal relationship with the Lord and sanctification from our sins. That's key, sanctification from your sins. Verse 11 in Exodus 19. And be ready against the third day. Here's some timing, plus 40 days, as we shall see. We are at the morning of the third thousand-year day from Jesus. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. He's coming in his man-child reformers by word and spirit to begin revival, and the timing is set. Verse 12, and thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. To ascend the mountain of the Lord's presence represents death to self. In other words, repentance and sanctification. So it is with Paul, who said, ye are come unto Mount Zion in Hebrews 12 and 22, with the presence of the Lord at the top. Exodus 24, 12 through 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, that's the man-child, but it's true of all who want to come into his presence through death to self. Am I going too fast? Okay, good. Come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee the tables of stone and the law and the commandment which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. Time alone with the word prepared Moses to come to the people with the glory shining from his face. Verse 13, and Moses rose up, and Joshua his minister, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whosoever hath a cause, let him come near unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and the cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, more timing, plus 40 days, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire. David has in parentheses, our God is a consuming fire, consuming the wood, hay, and stubble of the old man. On the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Verse 18, and Moses entered into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus, the man-child, also did this, both God alone with God, heard him, and then overcame the enemy, the flesh and the devil. They both used fasting, too, in order to weaken the flesh. So why is food so involved with drawing near to God and seeking revival? Busyness, even religious busyness, or constant fellowship, robs this most important time of soul searching with God and prevents the revival in one's heart where it has to begin. I watched for years those who came to the Lord the same time as me, and where are they? They spent no time with the two-edged sword, one edge being for self. Once again, the foundation cause of revival is repentance and sanctification. Didn't God tell Moses, take your shoes off? This is holy ground. He had to stand holy and sanctified to be in God's presence. Luke chapter 3, verses 2 through 8. and the high priesthood of priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he came into all the region round about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins. And he preached this to God's people, many of whom turned against Jesus because their repentance from sin was skin deep. Oh, Lord, let our repentance not be skin deep. Let it be, go all the way to the Spirit, Lord. Verse 4, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ye ready the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Notice this, the path from the word of the Lord to your heart must be prepared by repentance. Verse 5, every valley shall be filled, meaning the humble will receive of the Lord. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The proud will hold to their sin and receive judgment instead of the revival of Christ in them, just as the faction has. And the crooked shall become straight and the rough way smooth. As a straight path without stumbling blocks of sin is necessary. As a straight path without stumbling blocks of sin is necessary for the Lord to enter the heart. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. All types of men saw him, but not all men saw with the eyes of their heart. Verse 7, he said, therefore, to the multitudes that went out to be baptized of him, ye offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? David says, the Pharisaical didn't believe repentance was for them because of religious pride, just as we can have here too. Verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And begin not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. You may think, but I follow David or Michael or Jesus. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now, the axe also lies at the root of the tree. Have you not seen them cut off? And we thought some were holy. Every tree, therefore, that bringeth not forth fruit, good fruit, is hewn down, cast into the fire. Fruit is proven through testing, which they fail. Listen to me. Fruit is proven through testing, which they fail. These tests come on you for one reason, and that's to get rid of flesh. Luke 3:21-22. Now it came to pass when all the people were baptized that Jesus also, having been baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Glory to God. Glory to God. John tried to stop Jesus from receiving the baptism of repentance, but Jesus said, thus it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. Without true repentance, people fall away and out of. I didn't get that. Without true repentance, people fall away. 3 out of 4. Okay, I got it now. Sorry. Verse 22, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as a dove upon him, and a voice came out of heaven. Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. How many of you want to hear that? Glory to God, I do. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 21. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, that represents repentance, and was led in the Spirit in the wilderness during 40 days. Again, this is timing. 40 days alone with God, identifying and overcoming sin as a type of the man-child. Being tempted of the devil, and he did eat nothing in those days, and when they were completed, he hungered. Fasting and prayer through alone time with God was the key to overcoming temptations that to us identify sin that most don't even know are there. Verse 3, and the devil said unto him, if thou art the Son of God, command this stone that it become bread. To us, this would be the temptation to prove your power for self-glory to feed his flesh in the next verse. Verse 4, and Jesus answered unto him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, And he led him up, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, to thee will I give all this authority and the glory of them. David says it represents temptation to have the glory of men. And it goes on and says, for it hath been delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship before me, it shall all be thine. Temptation to gain disciples and authority over them for self-glory, like the faction always does. This is always bowing the knee to the devil. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Glory be to God. And he led him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple. David says, temptation in a very visible place for self-glory. And said unto him, if thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee to guard thee. And on their hands they shall bear thee up, lest haply thou dash thy foot against a stone. David says, temptation to test God's ability to save while being self-seeking. Verse 12, and Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not make trial of the Lord thy God. And David goes on and says, as we can see, most of Jesus' temptations were about seeking the glory of men, which he, of course, did not do. But there are many who do. There is jealousy, competition, exclusiveness, putting on shows, disrespect, self-seeking, etc., such as those who fall into faction among leadership people or otherwise. Seeking self-glory is a common temptation for leadership and makes them unqualified for the man-child status or any other leadership position. John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Nevertheless, even of the rulers, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the glory that is of men more than the glory that is of God. Jesus said qualification is to confess him before men. John chapter 5, verses 41 through 44. I receive not glory from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in yourself. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. David says, and the wicked with their fear of rejection did receive the wicked testimony. Happens every day. Verse 44, how can you believe who receive glory one of another, and the glory that cometh from only God you seek not? John chapter 7, verse 18, he that speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he that seeketh the glory of him that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. So did God send you to say that, or was it for your own glory? Matthew 6, 1 through 4. Take heed that you do not your righteousness before men to be seen of them, else you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When therefore thou doest alms, sound not a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father who sees in secret shall recompense thee. And back to our text in verse 13. And when the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him for a season. David says, after overcoming selfish temptations by drawing near to God alone, the revival began through him. Verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and a fame went out concerning him. through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. Verse 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book, found the place where it was written. David says, after overcoming all temptations through fellowship with the Father, he was anointed to bring the revival. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and because he anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this is it. Today hath this scripture been fulfilled in your ears. David says, so I say that God warned me to tell you this because your time to be chosen to be in the bride body is very short. Go into your spiritual 40 days representing a time of testing alone with God and ask him to seek out your sin and reveal it to you so you may reject it as Job did and be cleansed with the pure glowing white robe of the bride. And the Lord and Baruch gave an amen to this revelation. Praise God. We are told that there will be 10 days to 2 weeks of media darkness during martial law, except to declass criminal activities in an 8-hour radio playing over and over. This is mostly for those who listen to news on TV. Rest of us already know what's going on. I suggest you use this time to draw near to the Father and ask him to show you your sin. Then renounce and forsake them, believing they were nailed to the cross as in Romans 6. And shortly after this time, the man-child reformers will begin to appear and a bride will be chosen. David says, God bless you, my friends. The advantages of the bride are tremendous. God bless you, dear friends. Love, David. The benefits of the bride you don't want to miss. It brings you through to the end. Praise God. Any questions? Any answers? Yeah, Julie.
I think, for me personally, the Lord showed me that, you know, distractions, and he showed me some idolatry, and he showed me some, you know, just the old nature of the self-will, you know, because it's not, you know, he wants me to ask him things before I just do something or that kind of thing. But he was just showing me those kinds of things were happening. And I think the intensity of the distractions from the enemy and my flesh was the biggest hindrance I've had to just getting closer to the Lord. But anyhow, the Lord just revealed that to me, and that was a huge, you know, just revelation and getting free of that. So that's been really good. I think the enemy has really just known that, you know, what my weaknesses have been. So it's been really a roadblock, whatever, a barrier. And that's why I guess the distractions have been so big. For me, anyhow, I don't know about how everyone else, but just distractions that he doesn't, enemy does not want us getting closer to God and doesn't want us to manifest, that fruit that he can't do anything with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, Ben, go ahead.
I just kind of agreeing on with Julie there that, the Lord's been really kind of pressing into me to press into him more. And, you know, Michael told us about a story about a guy that would talk to Jesus, and he was sitting on a chair or whatever. And I've been kind of starting to do that now. Waking up early, like an hour and a half early. And at the beginning it felt a little odd, but as I kept on doing it, I enjoyed it more. And it was kind of like therapy. I never been to therapy, but it kind of felt like I was actually bonding with Jesus, and how like I knew that he was actually listening to me. And I was telling him about all the things that was going on. I was telling him about like what he showed me, what I was reading the other day, and like what was happening at work and stuff, and like what I noticed, what was happening to me. And it's just, it's really, it is true that he's really trying to push into us that we push into him. And I've been noticing that my attacks have been a lot more frequent, but my sword is always out, so I'm not worried about it at all. They tend to attack a lot when I'm asleep. For some, that's just when they're ready to go at me. But I think that's very common for everybody, so I don't want to claim that something, it's just a personal thing. But and I'm noticing that I'm getting convicted a lot more just with like what I say at work. It's like, Jesus wouldn't say that. Why did I say that? You get out of there. And it's just little things. Like I'm noticing that it's like he's telling me to stop being so distracted with the little things. Like I've stopped watching YouTube so much, but it's just like even just like little glimpses, it's just like, why are you looking at that? And I just quickly put it down and do a little repent, and just I want to give all that glory to God. He's really pushing us. He's especially that last email David sent out, it really it broadened my horizon to it, I guess. It's very eye-opening. Anyways, glory to God.
Amen. Yes, it is. It's very eye-opening, and it makes you reflect as to where you are with your walk with Christ. Do you spend the time needed with him, or do you do what you want to do? I can tell you like it was we've talked about in our local fellowship, is there's nothing more important right now than getting next to the Lord. Nothing. I don't care what it is. And right now, I'll tell you, I'm talking to myself too, because we get distracted just, all the time as well. And, yeah, this is the time, and you should spend, I think he spent an hour and a half. I think it was from 2 o'clock to 3:30 in the mornings when, this guy did that. And, boy, it was, fruitful for him, and it would be for us too. I'm like you, Ben. I tried the other day. I sat down and I said, I'm just going to, man, Jesus just going to have a good talk. And I did it for a while, and then I ran out of words. I know that's hard for some of y'all to believe, but I did. And then this whole thing started happening, I said, oh, we just have to bear. Just what do you want to do? I want to get close to God. Will you sacrifice to do it? Yes, Lord, I will, but you're going to have to help me. We got to have his help. And when he helps, he gets the glory, don't he? Because he will at some point in time. He'll answer our call and come to it. Look, I use my imagination a lot. I don't know if I'm the only one that does it, but I use my imagination a lot. I get over here in my chair, and I see David over, the Lord over here laying on my bed, checking me out, and I'm just sitting there talking to him. We're just having a leisure conversation, and you tell him whatever comes to your mind. Just tell him what's going on. And the Lord, I'll tell you about my day today, man. I had this happen, had that happen, had this happen, had that happen. How was your day? Did shut up and listen. Sometimes that's hard for us to do, but just shut up and listen and watch what happens. He'll talk back. if you listen. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Debbie. You have to unmute. Yeah, it works a lot better when you do that.
So silly. yeah, would you like me to share that now?
Yes, please.
Okay. It was short, but our unit, it was just so awesome. Our worship night, it was just, I thought I heard angels. Not singing, but there was a point in the music. I thought I heard the angels that were in the room just making a sound with the music. It didn't sound like just the music. There was something added to that. It was just wonderful. It was beautiful. And anyway, what the Lord was saying was that, how much our oneness in sound and song and heart and love and desire for the Lord blessed him and the angels there, and desired us to know that feeling that they were feeling towards with what we were giving over to the Lord. He desired that we could know that feeling and we just to keep pressing in and being that one, being one in song and in our sound, in our heart, and in unity and worship and desire for him. That's basically what it was.
Amen. Good yeah. word.
Thank Good Jesus. Word.
You go blog, yeah?
I can, yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
And it encourage people, because when they come, they press in. Glory to God. And then on Friday nights, you know, y'all be listening, y'all can press in too. It'd be, works the same way. How many of you like those Friday night meetings where we stream it? Anybody like them? Yeah, I do too. Okay. Anybody got any prayers they'd like to pray? Yes, too. Yeah, Debbie, go ahead.
You're muted, Debbie.
Debbie, you have to unmute every time.
I know that.
It don't go away. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I've just muted you instead of lowering your deal. Go ahead. Unmute yourself.
How'd that happen?
I muted you by mistake.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, my daughter, Gloria, was married either just before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. And God's done a wonderful thing in her life, just setting her free and delivering her from where the relationship was in and giving her a Christian husband now. And so anyway, no one else knows this, but she found out that she's pregnant. And, but she's had a problem with now she can't, of course, they want to have a doctor. So what they need is insurance for her. And she's having a hard time getting, she has to have first her identification changed to there. And she doesn't have a birth certificate. So it's not like it was so simple when I had done it so many, you know, different times. But now it's come down to where she can get it in 3 months. It's like, it's just been really, it'd be real difficult for her just to try to get her birth certificate, a copy of her birth certificate. And then she has her digital license, but she doesn't have the hard copy and she's got to get that too. So she's just concerned because of the length of time. So just agreement and prayer that God would expedite that for her and it would go quicker than she could expect. And she even said, you know, she's praying that God will do that. But also that God will keep her because she's had some bleeding and she's, I don't know if I'm still pregnant or not, Mom, but, you know, so just want to pray for her and that you agree with me in this. So Lord, thank you, Lord, for Gloria desiring you, Lord, to help her out in this, God, to be the one to work it all out, Lord, for her. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will. We do agree that you will quicken and hasten this birth certificate to come to her, Lord God. And even in the meantime, God, if you could just reveal to her how how she needs you, you and you alone. But Lord, I know you just need to give her that faith, Lord, to believe, Lord. You could use some of the things I shared with her, Father, cause her to think on them, Lord. But God, have your way with her, Lord, and just hasten that birth certificate and getting that hard copy, Lord. And most of all, God, we agree with her, Lord, that she is still pregnant, Lord, that nothing has happened to this baby. And I just thank you for that, Lord. We pray and we just thank you for that. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We hook our faith up with Debbie, and everything she prayed is going to happen in Jesus' name. We thank you. Mom and baby going to be fine. Daddy too. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
We command that bleeding to stop in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Anyone else? She's going to be fine, Debbie. Anybody else?
Yes, I would like to add on to that just a little bit, if I could.
Okay.
Father, I just thank you, Father, for all the little details, Lord, things we don't even think of, Lord, that you can push that paperwork through, and we just command all of that red tape and all of their rules, regulations, and how busy they are to fall by the wayside, and that she's going to have everything that she needs quicker than what they've been telling her. Lord, we also bind up and cast off of her and everyone involved all anxiety and stress and worry and fear and doubt and all the what ifs and all the word curses and everything else. And we just pray blessings on this family in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Marilyn.
Okay. I just like to pray here for a few minutes. I know Tim and Katie left. I want to pray for them real quick and then just kind of pray for us. Father, we thank you for this homecoming for Tim and Katie, Father. And we thank you for the restoration, Father, that you have brought to this marriage. And that it is just clean and pure before you. I thank you, Lord, for the work that you've done these last few months. And that's going to continue. Father, I just bind up all the witchcraft curses spoken against Tim and Katie from those that he was in fellowship with there. Father, we bless these people. We always bless and we curse not. We pray blessings on them, Lord, just an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon them in a mighty, mighty way. And that you're perfecting everything that concerns them, Lord, and bringing them into the fullness of the image of Christ. But Father, I break the power of assignments of backlash and retaliation, and all assignments through word curses of slander, backbiting, fault finding, criticism, judgment, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, and the root cause of it all, Father, pride. We break the power of all that in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over Tim and Katie and Eden. And Lord, that just an outpouring of your grace upon them, Lord. I don't know what Tim's work situation is, status is, what all this has evolved rather quickly. But Jesus, you're our Savior in everything. And that you will protect them, preserve them, provide for them, and that you would make your will their desire, that you'll confirm your will and your way unto them. And Lord, that there's not going to be any missteps as to how and when and where you want them to go from here, that your hand of blessing is upon them. And we thank you. It was a blessing to see him tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I just also want to thank you for the exhortation to draw nigh unto you. Father, we are so blessed to have the word. Truly, it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Your word says that if we draw nigh unto you, you'll draw nigh unto us. And the day that we seek you with our whole heart, that we will find you. And Father, that you're just putting more and more in our hearts that we need to seek you with our whole heart every day. And not just during designated times, but every day. Lord, that we need to receive and that invitation from Jesus every day that says, come to me, all ye that are weak and weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Be yoked with me, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. I will give you rest unto your souls. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. And Father, when we are yoked with Jesus, then he will lead us. We don't want mercy and truth to forsake us. We want them to be bound upon our neck and written upon our hearts, because therein we will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So, Lord, I'm asking for an outpouring, a season of refreshing during this time, and even the showers of blessing, Father. The anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage of the flesh, because the flesh is what opens up the door for the demons. And if the flesh is dead, as Jesus said, the enemy's here, but he has no place in me. Father, that indeed, by the moving of your Holy Spirit, that we break up the fallow ground of our heart until you come and rain righteousness in our hearts. Lord, we fervently desire to see the truth of your kingdom reign in our hearts, where Jesus is fully enthroned on our hearts and self has been completely dethroned. And the more we die to self, the more Jesus lives in us, and the more he shines forth through us with the light of his love. And Father, what we have so freely received, that it is the desire of our hearts to freely give that heart of Jesus, the grace, the mercy, the compassion, the forgiveness, the love that we have all received, that, and especially in the trials, Father, that we are giving that to our brothers and sisters in Christ and to the lost and just however you would lead us. So, Father, I want to thank you for this time. And Debbie had a word the other day, really spoke to my heart, Father, that we avail ourselves of this time of mercy. There's a verse that says that we need to seek you while you may be found. Draw us unto you, Father. Draw us unto you. And let us run together, and we will rejoice in you and be glad. And Father, that more than anything, we just realize more and more that we have no life outside of Christ. You're either that our lives are totally just hidden in Christ and we don't want to be anywhere else. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And we're no longer slaves to the self-life, the self-idolatry, the self-will. the self-righteousness, the self-justification, self-gratification, self-indulgence, self-seeking, self-satisfaction, self-seduction, self-defense, and self-pity. Father, that we just cast all that down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for this wonder-working power of the Holy Spirit that glorifies the Spirit of Christ in us, because grace, Jesus is all grace and all truth. Father, I pray that that our faith is bold and strong. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the word of God is nigh unto us, even in our mouth and in our heart, that we may obey it. And the word of God is Jesus. And Father, that we know the word, that we are in agreement with the word, we confess the word, we believe the word, that we love the word, we obey the word, and we live the word. That you are just making the word alive in us, because the word is Jesus. So Father, I want to thank you that, you know, we in our own self, we can do nothing. It's by the power of your grace, Father. And we will therefore rather glory in our weakness, that the power of God may rest upon us. And Father, that you're doing that work in us. You that began the good work in us are faithful to complete it unto the day of Christ Jesus. And that it's all to his glory. And Father, I pray that even tonight you draw us together with the cords of love by the power of the Holy Spirit. That you truly are teaching us to love like you have loved us. That we are in unity, that we are in one accord. And Father, just lastly, the fear of the Lord. Father, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and humility before honor. And that the fear of the Lord will help us to be humble. And I was listening to an old Bible study last night. David was saying that the fear of the Lord helps us to confess our sins. So, Father, I thank you for the work you're doing. And it's the work that only you can do to cleanse and sanctify, to help us to repent and bear forth the abundant fruit of Christ, and all to the glory of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful prayer. I receive it. Everybody here receives it. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you for our sister too, Lord. Bless her mightily. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy of our praises. Glory to God. He is worthy. Thank you, Lord, for being our God with your love, your grace, and your mercy upon us, Lord. Ooh, my. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else? I know you got a hand waving around there, Missy. She got one of them yellow ones? Yeah, go ahead, Missy. I'm just messing with you.
I know you are. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit in us, Lord. Overcome our flesh, overcome our old man, our carnal thinking. We ask you to turn away our eyes from beholding vanity and quicken us in your ways. Strengthen us, Lord, to turn from the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life. That we would not love the ways of the world, not love anything of the world. Show us the things of the world that we may not recognize, Lord, that's in us, Lord. We want your wisdom, not the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world is foolishness with you, Lord. And we don't want to be foolish, Lord, and we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for your wisdom and your ways, Lord, your ways of faith. Increase our faith tremendously, Lord, above and beyond, Father, than what we ever imagined, Lord. And I just cast down all attacks of condemnation, all attacks of discouragement and depression during this time. We just forbid the enemy to attack us, Lord. Everything is by your grace, Lord. We are righteous by faith. And you're the one that does it all in us, Lord. And we just thank you for the power to just work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure, Lord. Finish the good work which you've begun in us. And we don't receive any condemnation of the enemy saying, you know, well, you know, it's too late. You have this big mountain, and you have that, and you have this going on and that going on. And well, Lord, your word says, speak to the mountain and it'll be moved into the sea. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We are delivered from this old man. We reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin and alive unto God. And we were crucified with you, and we don't live anymore, but you live in us, Lord. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. You're in us, and you are that overcomer in us. And we just praise you, and we thank you, Father, that we believe by faith, Father, that we will be in the bride, Lord. Because, Father, you said, ask, seek, and knock, Lord. And we're asking, and we're seeking, and we're knocking. You said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be open, Lord. And, Lord, you're the door, and we enter in through you, the door. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we hear your voice and we follow you, and no one can snatch us out of your hand. We thank you for your abundant grace. And we boast in you and not in ourselves, Lord. We rather boast in our weakness, that your power would rest upon us. We just praise you and thank you that you said it is finished. You see us the end from the beginning. Help us to have a greater imagination. Help us to see the end from the beginning in everything about ourselves, about our families, about things going on around us, Lord. Help us to speak as oracles of God and call the things that are not as though they were, as though they are, Lord. And the things that are not, bring to nothing the things that are, Lord. We thank you, Father, that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. We thank you, Father, that we are free, shall be free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Therefore, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your outpouring of your grace. Thank you, Father. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like to pray this prayer a lot, and it's, of course, one that we all know, and you might look up one, too, as we go down here. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. Everybody knows it, but I like it because you can apply it in any way, and I'm going to apply it to all of us. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Yes, Lord, we want that. Having the eyes of our heart enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might. How many of you know that the Lord has strength and he can give us all of it? Lord, I thank you for your wisdom and your revelations into the word would be melted, be put in here and kept, Lord. And I thank you that at the time we need it, it's coming out. And I praise you for it, Father, that for all of that wisdom and all of your word that you've given us here in Jesus' name to utilize and to talk like you and to walk like you and to act like you and do all the things that you've asked us to do, Father, to bear that fruit so needed in this day we're in now. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for doing that work in us. It ain't nothing we can do, but we're looking at you, Lord, to help us out. In Jesus' name, you get all the glory. Everything we've gotten has come from you, Lord. So we have to glorify you. We wouldn't be anything without you. And I praise you, Father, for being our God with your grace and your mercy and most of all, your love, Lord. And that love that permeates our very being as we study and read the Word of God. And I praise you, Father, that everybody that reads and studies that Word of God and the love that you had and the compassion that you had for the people was showing us, Lord, that light would shine brightly to the world to understand that guy's got something, that lady's got something, and I got to have it. And I praise you, Father, that it's coming to pass in the days we're coming into, in Jesus' name. Amen, Father. I pray that for everybody here listening and everybody that's on the broadcast here also, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Anybody else? Go on, Julie.
Yeah, what you pray just remind me of the one in Colossians, which is very similar in the first chapter of Colossians. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. And I thank you, Lord, that you were causing us to bear fruit and increasing in the knowledge of you, Lord, and in the love of the Spirit and love for one another. And we thank you, God, that you are doing this good work in us, Lord. And we pray also, Father, that we would all be filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and to walk worthily of you, Lord, unto all pleasing and bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory, unto all patience and long suffering with joy, and always giving thanks unto you, Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We thank you and praise you, Lord. You've delivered us out of the powers of darkness and translated us into your kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. And you're causing us, Lord, to come into your image. Thank you, Lord, for the faith to see Christ in the mirror, Lord, every time we look, and that we speak that and we believe that and we keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward and keep believing and fighting the good fight of the faith. Thank you, Lord, for your gift in us of the Spirit, which is a guarantee, Lord, until we come into the fullness of our inheritance. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Anybody else? Hebrews 13:5. The Lord tells us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Father, I thank you for that verse because it puts rest in my heart to understand wherever I go, you are. And I praise you, Father. Everybody in here has the same feeling that there is a rest in you, Lord, because you're with us. You never leave us. You'll never forsake us, Lord. And I praise you for that. You're with us in the darkest hours of our life. You're with us in the lightest hours of our life, Lord. You're always with us. That should put rest in each and every one of us. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Benjamin, or good gracious, Andrew.
Well, I noticed something about you know, the very next verse after 2 Corinthians 3:18 is in 2 Corinthians 4:1, and I just would like to pray that also, having therefore this ministry, and we all know the verse before it. Even as we obtain mercy, we faint not, and we faint not. Though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Thank you, Lord.
I guess it'd be better if I unmuted. Yeah, what, anybody else? Joe, did you have one? I saw your hand go up all ago. Okay. Yeah, Julie.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for showing me just different things, and I thank you, Lord, that you're revealing things to each and every one of us, Lord, that we need to be free of, Lord, and get off of our release all these burdens and distractions and anything, any sin, anything that our flesh is trying to cover up, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for everybody, that we're all seeking you, Lord, earnestly. And I pray also, Lord, that you would revive us. We can't do it ourselves. Praying in the Spirit helps, Lord. But I just pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on each of us, Lord, to revive us, to run after you, to renew us, to revive us and increase in us, Lord, in fervency and a desire for you. Even like, you know, says in Revelation chapter 2, first church there, Ephesus, Lord, it's like, it's, you know, you lost your first love. It's like, sometimes I think the distractions make us feel that way. That there's still something, you know, we put before you, Lord. And I pray for repentance for all of those things, Father, and you would just increase the fervency in each and every one of us, Lord, that we put aside everything for you. And truly, truly, Lord, just set our hearts aflame for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, I just thank you for being God. You're the essence of love throughout the universe. You're the only God that lives in his people. That is something right there in itself. Ain't no Buddha lives in nobody. Ain't no Muhammad lives in anybody. It's not any sun, yon, moon live in anybody. But Jesus lives in us. Our God lives in us. We are the temple of the Holy God. And we praise you, Father, that we, that that's mindful, that's it, that's on our mind constantly. And I thank you, Father, for placing that in us, giving us the right to be you, Lord, to emulate you with compassion and love and grace and mercy, even upon our enemies, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing it for all of us. Glory be to God. Go, Joe.
Let me just think about that. I was thinking, while everybody's praying, I think I was distracted. I was thinking about asking you for advice. How should I had it quite on David's broadcast. He's casting out demons of fasting. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about asking you, but when all the people pray, I just don't decide it. But when you ask now, Joe, you got something as that come to me as Lord wants me to remind me to ask you this. How do you know if you're fasting too much? How do you know it's a demon of fasting? It's not from the Lord. How do you know that? What's the signs of that?
Demon of what? Faction?
Fasting. Fasting.
F-A-S-T-I-N-G?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question. Go ahead. Judy, help me out here.
I think he's asking, like, if he's really hearing from the Lord or if it's a demon telling him, you need to fast, you need to fast, you need to fast and pray, whether or not he's really hearing from the Lord or if it's some lying spirit. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you meant, Joe?
Yeah, what's the signs? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, that's a good question. You can confirm it a couple of ways. You can ask and get a word from the Lord, from the word itself, that that's what he wants you to do. Or you can get cast lots, you know, either way. I tell you what, the casting lots for me hadn't worked in quite some time. I get no answers all the time. So I go to the word and ask the Lord to give me something. Missy does that quite a lot too. And I think some more people do it as well. Get you a confirming word from the word. Ask the Lord, Lord, give me a word that says this or that or whatever, if this is of you. And he'll do it. Does he give you, when you hear you need to fast, is he giving you a reason?
No, not specific. He gave me some visions what showed me about fasting. And then I asked for a word, but the word is not you have to fast. If the word is a good word or...
Yeah. You can do that as well. I wouldn't ask it, Lord, give me a word about something like somebody got blue shoes or something like that, you know. Yeah. But most of the time, if he tells me to fast, I know he's talking to me. That's just me, though. Because I eat too much anyway, Joe.
Do you mind praying for me?
Sure. I will. Y'all believe with me? Everybody gonna believe with me? All right, Lord, I lift up Joe T. And I thank you for my brother, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're gonna confirm the word of fasting to him one way or the other. Lord, I just ask and I pray that you would give him a sign, that you want him to fast, whatever it is, Lord, that he would know that it's of you. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Lord. And I glorify you. I just had a vision of the cross, a gold cross, bright gold, gleaming gold cross, Joe. You need to fast. That's what I had.
Thank you.
I've never had that before like that. Anybody else? Hey, we're out of time. That was a cool looking cross too. It was a thin cross, and it was just, I don't know, bright. It was a positive. So, yeah. Lord, we just thank you for tonight. We praise you, Father, that every prayer answered or every prayer made was answered, Lord. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Father, for blessing Katie and Tim. And Father, we thank you for blessing Phil and Lana tonight with obedience and them children going right to bed in Jesus' name. And I pray that for everybody that has them youngins running around in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all our children, that they are obedient and they do everything we tell them to do, glory to God, in Jesus' name. Right away, just that quick. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, y'all be blessed, you hear? Yeah, and us too. Glory to God. Let me see if I can do this.